This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The smartest show in the Bay Area.
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, yeah, let's go. Happy Valentine's Day, brother.
I know you're not talking to me.
You're the only brother I got in this room right now.
Right.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You too. You too, bro. Happy Valentine's Day. Honestly.
Well, wait a minute. What, like, how do you decide which holidays are corporate scams?
The ones where...
Because I could get to a point where I decide that all of them are.
Right.
I mean, you got people who don't even know what the hell they're celebrating half the time.
Exactly.
Like, people are running around doing, it's St. Patrick's Day. You don't even know.
Well,
like,
let's go through it.
Cinco de Mayo. Woo!
Yep.
Do you even know what the hell you're celebrating?
And
if you say Mexican Independence Day, take a lap, because that's not what it is. And people who are not going to church on Sundays are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And in the very next breath, they're like, yeah, I'm agnostic. Keep
going. But, Thanksgiving
right.
is one of the all-time
Slaughter.
Biggest blowouts in the history of the USA.
Well, why don't you just,
keep it a buck.
It's a participation sensation, Dibs. Just come on, do this with us.
Cha-ching!
Just get your lady some flowers.
I'm out.
It's so much easier than this. My God, your face is the same color as your red hoodie.
My face is always this red.
Why, that's true.
You know, and like St. Patrick's Day, what are we celebrating?
I don't know.
We're celebrating the fact that Irish people like to get drunk, and so will I.
Amazing.
Well, that's not true.
What is Halloween?
Like,
what is happening?
What is Easter? And let me ask you this.
He has risen, Dibs. I like.
So, okay, he is risen.
Right.
So to celebrate, I'm
going
to hide a bunch of eggs in my yard, and we're going to go look for eggs full
exactly.
of chocolate?
Exactly. And
stupid.
a bunny is going to break into your house overnight.
Right.
So there's that.
Memorial Day. Okay, it's Memorial Day.
That's a little different.
Right, but do we celebrate Memorial Day? No, we celebrate a day
Steiny,
off, we barbecue, and we get loaded.
Steiny just said, no joke, before we took air, Steiny looked at me and goes, is Monday a holiday?
Right.
Like, yes, Monday's a holiday. We'll be here.
Right.
But Monday, yes, Monday.
Well, and this is perfect.
Monday's a holiday.
What is Monday's holiday?
It's President's Day.
Are you celebrating all of our presidents?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, not all of them.
So, We've got 47 of them, including a couple who've been there twice. Yeah, he's number 47.
Run it back.
So it's President's Day. Aren't we celebrating presidents?
No, I think only two of them.
Exactly, right? Seriously, of the 47?
I think so, only
if you
two.
Want to go all the way back through all the presidents, it might be like the Warriors' schedule. We might be 28 and 27.
This is kind of
president.
This is turning
this
into...
This is kind of my point.
It's turning into Nate Bargatze's skit on Saturday Night Live that got so much run where, and I don't even know how to title it, some of you will know what I'm talking about, where it's like the birth of America, and he's explaining how things are going to work, and basically it's poking fun at all of the ridiculous things. Like, yes, it's President's Day. Oh, sir, so are we celebrating the presidents? Only two of them.
No, exactly.
Only two. Why only two? Nobody knows.
In our whole life, we celebrated Columbus Day, and then as we've gotten older, we realize that Columbus turned out to be a bad guy. Columbus, bad guy. So now we change the day because we don't want to give up the holiday. So now it's Indigenous People's Day.
Just change the name.
Okay?
Just
and so everybody who takes the day, how many people who take that day in October really take a moment to think about the Indigenous people that were here before Columbus came in and ran roughshod over 15th century America?
I can't answer
That's
that.
My point
I can't answer
about
that.
Valentine's
Maybe
Day.
Maybe some.
Because corporate America decided, you know what? And this, I don't even know when it started, but the talking heads way back when they were smoking in the boardroom, they all looked at it and thought, you know what? February's a little bit of a soft spot. Let's come up with something that everyone would like. I got an idea. Valentine's Day. We'll get Cupid. Hey, find me Cupid. Hey, Bob, where the hell is Cupid? Get me Cupid. We need a holiday that everyone can like. It's Valentine's Day.
Why do all of your characters sound like old men who are 92 years old and about to die?
Because in this bit, we go back, and I don't know when Valentine's Day started, but I don't believe it started back in Jesus' time. It's probably an early 19th century. Oh boy, we need to push greeting cards. I have an idea. February is a pretty soft spot. You know, we got that Easter that moves around, and, you know, darn it, that Christmas takes up a lot, and, you know, New Year's Day, and, you know, MLK Day was not yet a thing, and thank God it is actually a thing now, and all the rest of it, and Cesar Chavez Day in the end of March. February was a soft spot. We need to have something there.
Did you used to get your boys something for Valentine's Day? Will you get your daughter something someday?
No.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I love her.
Just like play along sometimes. Like,
I love her every day.
I can't fight anything that you're saying.
I don't need a day. You know what?
No.
Oh my God, it's February 14th. I need to go find my daughter and tell her I love her.
I know you keep saying I know you keep saying we don't know where these holidays come from. I've decided that they have come from whoever started Target, because that's when you know when there's a new holiday. Like, you go in there on December 26th and immediately. Valentine's Day.
Boom.
Right? It's Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And then I want to go to Target tomorrow to find out. I assume it's St. Patrick's Day.
Ooh.
I don't know what we're doing next.
Dude, the Easter stuff is already out.
Easter stuff. Yeah. Easter and St. Patrick's Day. And then as soon as that's done, I don't know, maybe 4th of July. I don't know what we,
right.
I don't know what we do. So I can't argue with you on any of this. I might give a soft suggestion that, like, might soften up a little around the edges and just get involved a little bit and do what
right.
people are doing.
Sure.
You don't have to, obviously.
Yeah, I get that.
But, you know.
I don't have to.
No, you don't have to.
And
it sounds like your wife might want you to.
Well.
Pick your battles.
Yeah, right. Right.
Apparently this is one of them.
It's not a battle. It's the reality.
Sounds like what?
It's, well, it depends on, you know, what the pushback is. But if you want to talk about, for example, Easter, and, you know, with my two kids who are in their 20s, we celebrated Easter every year, but we'd go to my mother-in-law's, and we would do an Easter egg hunt, but my kids have never been to church. My ex-wife never went to church. I went to church, but there was no mention of Jesus, and so Easter was a chance to just get together, but it was mostly nonsense. Like, oh, we're going to go hide eggs, and there's this random bunny who's going to run around and hide eggs.
Dibs.
And this is Easter?
Dibs.
Like, Easter
Dibs.
Is about Jesus. Our Easter was about hiding eggs and like running around and looking for chocolate. What are we doing, Mark?
I want you to take a breath because you're running the risk of sounding like a fuddy-duddy right now, number one.
I don't care what I sound like.
Number two,
keeping it a buck.
I want to know, are you ready to get pinned in the corner and get counted out?
I don't see anyone on the phone line, so yeah, go ahead.
Everything you just said is coming from a man who insists that we all celebrate his half birthday.
Right. And that's tomorrow.
So what are we doing, Dibs? You won't get your wife flowers, but you want us to acknowledge that tomorrow is halfway to the anniversary of your birth that came over 50 years ago.
And you understand that.
Please explain.
That's a joke. And Valentine's Day
is not
a joke. And
you damn right it is, homeboy.
Right, like,
you damn right it is.
And what's funny is my oldest brother, Mike, when he was teaching PE, he made it a joke to the point where he actually would get gifts from his kids, and some of his students would give him like half a birthday cake and half a cupcake. And so it was kind of a funny way to do it, like his half birthday. For me, it's obviously a joke. Oh. And, you know, I mentioned it. You know, and the real birthday is 6 months from tomorrow. That's no joke, and you should get to the stores early. But, like, Valentine's Day is a corporate, it's a corporate directive.
Okay.
And all of you lemmings have fallen into it. I'm not buying it.
That's fine.
And if you want to be a sucker, and all the rest of you suckers out there, if you want to give up your money one day out of the year, you could do that. I'm not doing it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's
luckily,
fine.
I have a nice, comfortable mattress in the guest room because I'm looking at like a 3-day stretch. Yeah. It might be a stretch.
Yeah, you don't have to give up the $24.99 for flowers. You can just give up your room. So anyway,
that's fine. It's comfortable.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Not to me.
888-957-9570. You do not need to call in and let us know whether or not today is a corporate scam, but you certainly can call in and discuss where you think, as we all breathe for a moment. With Golden State Warrior basketball, what you feel like their ceiling is now. Because we could circle back to our other argument from earlier today. And it's really not, but it is this. Like, I don't look at the Warriors at 27 and 26. This is one of the reasons that I love to debate with you the age-old Bill Parcells, you are what your record says you are. I don't think the Warriors are right now. I don't. In fact, I don't really see how somebody could make that argument. Sure, you're bound by the rules of the sport, so you're 27 and 26, but you just went on a road trip. You went 3-1. Jimmy Butler's here. The team is telling you that they feel completely different about their existence. Mind over matter. I don't know if they're right, wrong, or otherwise, but they look like a better team to me. I don't get bothered by leads that go away because that's what tends to happen in the NBA. We'll all sit here and go, you idiots, you lost at Dallas. Well, they were also down by double digits with a few minutes to go, and then all of a sudden they were tied because that's what happens in the NBA. These are professionals. They're going to go on runs against one another. The Warriors gave up a run. They held them off. That's something that, as Draymond Green even said a couple of months ago or a few weeks ago, we lose that basketball game. They didn't lose that basketball game. I don't know how you can't come out of the last week and not feel a little bit more optimism. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, a little bit more optimistic, sure. But you are 28 and 27, so you are what your record says you are. But if you want to look at 3-1 with Jimmy, yeah, that's better. And should they be better than 28 and 27 the rest of the way? Absolutely. But you have a lot of work to do to get into a spot where you're not in the play-in.
Don't answer this yet, but what's their ceiling in your mind? So, like, we've seen that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 4 games with Jimmy Butler. Where do you all think this can go? Assuming health, assuming it. Again, their ceiling. Not your prediction, but their ceiling. 888-957-9570. We'd like to take your phone calls on this right now. Based on these last 4 games, what is the Warriors' ceiling? We'll take your calls. And then also, hey, this knockout tournament that we just can't stop talking about, guess what? You know how many spots are left? One spot.
One?
One.
There's number one.
One spot left. And we're going to have it for you in 90 minutes. Okay? So make sure you're with us in the 4 p.m. hour. And we'll give you the keyword and let you know exactly what you need to do to win that spot. We're also sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. And this is Willard and Dibs. Happy Valentine's Day.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I got questions.
Yeah, I got answers.
I'm a professional interviewer.
Yeah.
First question.
Yep.
You good?
I'm better. I'm better. I wouldn't say I'm good.
Okay. No, but I don't mean good in that sense. Like, you good.
Kinda I believe it was Bruce Willis in Pulp Fiction. No, it was Marcellus Wallace who said, I'm definitely far from okay.
Okay. That's true.
Yeah.
That's correct.
And I apologize. Oh, was it Ving Rhames,
no,
the actor, I believe?
At least that's who it sounded like you were impersonating.
I'm definitely far from okay.
You know when you ask, like when you call your grandma or your grandpa, and you're like, how are you doing? And
yeah.
Then you realize, you're like, oh, damn it, you took that literally.
That's a five-minute answer. Oh, my kidneys have been acting up, yeah. Mark. My corn zone.
So in the way that I actually mean it, you good?
Oh, I'm great.
Okay, good. That's what. Okay, there's that. And then what's the Warrior ceiling? Like, take everything you know, and this is kind of what I'm getting at.
Do you mean seed or record or playoff run?
I mean, search your damn heart and gut and tell me what you feel. Like, this is what I'm kind of getting at. In fact, we just got a text. Damn it, I lost the number.
Because
I always want to credit people. I love it when somebody interacts with our show. Here you go, 510. Willard, they've been mediocre most of the year. Respectfully, here's my response. It's like, what the hell's that got to do with now? What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see? I don't care that they were mediocre in December. You're right. Of course you're right. They're 28 and 27 or 27 and 26 or whatever the hell they are. Like, yeah, that's their record. But talk to me about now and tell me what you see. I'll tell you what I see. It's a team that's clearly better. It's a team that clearly has more answers in the final 6 minutes of a basketball game. It's a team that, and here might be the most important thing, and this has got nothing to do with our eyes or the television or however you take in the games. It's a team that clearly feels better about itself. It's also a team that right now is healthy. It's a team that right now, if the season ended, there would be more games, or at least more game. Right? Like, so when I look at that, what's their ceiling? I'm not going to tell you that this team is a championship contender or even a contender for the Western Conference Finals. I think their ceiling right now, this is right now, today, Valentine's Day, I think their ceiling is winning around. I think they'll be in the playoffs, and I think that they might be able to win around.
So if I put the over-under on playoff wins at 4.5, you would take the over?
No, again, their ceiling. I'm not even predicting that. I think
I'm offering you that as an over-under.
Well, then I would take the under.
Their ceiling is not Western Conference Finals.
But who would bet on their ceiling? Like, that's what Guru did with the Chiefs, and you lose.
Well, no.
Like,
Guru would bet Warriors to win the West against everyone else.
Right.
That would be that.
But I'm not telling you that I'm predicting their ceiling. I'm telling you that I think that that's the most that they can get out of this orange.
I think the ceiling is higher than that.
Okay.
Like, the ceiling. If you want to talk about the ceiling, for me, the ceiling would be Western Conference Finals.
Okay, so you see, because for instance, let's say they're the 7, all right?
Right.
As the things stand right now, today, and this can obviously change because there's so many teams that are so close, but today that would put them in a first-round series against the Memphis Grizzlies. I think the Warriors might be able to win that. Like, I'd give them a chance.
Sure.
Now, if they were to win it, they would then face the Denver Nuggets.
Or Houston.
Houston's not going to be there. Houston's not going to be the 3.
Or the Lakers.
I don't think those teams are catching Denver. That's my prediction.
I look at the Western Conference and think about teams like, what team do you look at and think that they cannot beat? Because they've beaten Oklahoma City twice this year. They've beaten Memphis.
Yeah, but
Denver's a tough one.
But
they just beat Houston.
Playoff series is different.
I know, but you've got Jimmy Butler now.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Butler is him. He's Himmy Butler.
Well,
God. That's his nickname. Go to Basketball Reference.
I think it's Jimmy Buckets.
It's a number of different ones.
Yeah, okay.
If you go to anyone's Basketball Reference, there's like 5 different nicknames.
Well, right, but there's only one that people use. Nobody runs around calling him Himmy Butler.
Himmy Butler.
Nobody does
He's him. He's Himmy Butler.
Nobody says that.
if you want to talk about ceiling, for me, the ceiling is vaulted. It's Western Conference Finals, because I do think that you can get into a deep series. And if you get into a deep series with Steph and Draymond and Jimmy Butler, I do think that the later you go in a series, the more likely you are to win it, because you've got clutch players, and Jimmy Butler's done that in Miami. He's done things that are improbable. He's taken an 8 seed and won the damn conference in the East.
Yep.
And so he's a guy who hasn't won a title, but he's been big in big games and in big moments. So for me, the ceiling is you win 2 series and you get to the Western Conference Finals.
I mean, I guess this is a genuine question now. If you feel like they can make the Western Conference Finals, why don't you think they can make the finals?
Well, that's the ceiling for me. I mean,
well, no, but like, I guess that I'm listening to the concept of why you think that's the ceiling, and you just listed off a bunch of teams that seemingly you believe they've got a chance to beat, and you listed names like the Thunder and the Grizzlies and the Rockets and the Lakers. Why is there not the possibility then that they go all the way to the finals?
Well, the ceiling really would be they win the whole damn thing. But
well, that's mathematically
sure.
And again,
so if we
want to
talk about like actual ceiling,
no, I want to know in your heart, like if you if you feel like they can win 2, why not 3?
Because I do think that Denver, for one, is a bad matchup.
Okay, you
OKC
don't think that...
bad matchup. Even though you've beaten OKC in the regular year,
is OKC a bad matchup?
I think so. I don't.
I mean,
know
other
if
than
you...
they're awesome. So there's that.
Right, and I don't think you have anyone who can guard Shea. And you saw what Kyrie did to you. And I think that Shea is better than Kyrie. And so I think about this team and point of attack, POA defense, and you don't have that. I think Shea becomes a very tough matchup for
if
you.
If there's no one who can guard Shea, and I'd argue that that person doesn't exist on Earth. But if there's nobody who can guard Shea and nobody who can guard Kyrie, then why is there somebody who can guard Ja?
I mean, Ja is a little bit different, and I think that Memphis, by and large, is a little bit more inconsistent.
Yeah.
I don't know if Ja has yet gotten to that point where, like, Kyrie has done it. He's a champion. He's in his 30s. He's a veteran. For me, Ja is still a little bit meteoric, and I think that you can take Ja out of his game a little bit. The other one is Denver and the Joker, and Draymond has shown that he can guard Jokic in spurts.
In spurts.
And,
that would be hard.
Now he's getting older, but that's
five,
hard.
Five, six, seven
series.
Times in a row. That's
no doubt,
really hard.
No doubt. And Denver's playing much, much better. They've won 8 in a row, and now Denver is, you know, trending toward maybe being the 2, or they probably won't catch OKC. But
yeah, they're 8.5 back.
Right. That so sounds, they probably won't, but Denver, to me, is a team that is starting to find its championship form.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. Denver, to me, is that would be very, very difficult.
And the other rat on the table for me is the Lakers. Because
I don't know.
Thank you. Brought to you by Atco Pest Control.
I don't I can't answer questions about the Lakers yet, because when I looked at the Warriors and Lakers previously, I always felt like, oh, that's a rough matchup for the Warriors. But that idea was largely based on Anthony Davis. The Warriors traditionally do not have an answer for a size scorer like Anthony Davis. He would give them so much trouble on both ends of the floor. Now, he's not there. Now, Luka's there.
Yep.
That's a completely different animal and a different set of problems. But I'll need to, I guess I would want to see more to learn who the Lakers are and learn the Warriors-Lakers specific matchup before I can say that the Warriors are not a good, you know, that the Lakers are not a good matchup for the Warriors in the playoffs. I actually don't know that right now.
And I guess having Jimmy Butler now to go against LeBron helps a little bit, but if you don't have Jimmy, you saw what LeBron did last time they played, and Jimmy was in street clothes on the sidelines, and you don't have an answer for LeBron, even though he's 40, and, you know, Wiggins normally would be that guy. Can Jimmy Butler guard LeBron? I'm not sure.
Yeah,
you know, Luka is a big-time problem, so for me, the Lakers is a matchup that I would want to avoid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They've only played 2 games with Luka. One of them was against Utah, and they got blown off the floor. So I don't know what they're going to go through. And I hearken back. It's a conversation I had. You know who told me this years ago? Michael Thompson, Clay's dad. He told me that when you're talking about these top offensive players in the game, thank you. When you're talking about these top offensive players in the game, there's no such thing as guarding them. You can't stop any of them. You can't stop Steph Curry. You can't stop Kyrie. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, get out of here. There's no guarding that guy.
Get out of here.
That's why they're the best offensive guards in the game. Now, you can make it hard on them, and that's all you're trying to do, is make it hard on them, and then they're also human beings, so on certain nights, the shot is not going to fall, and on certain nights, it is. That's kind of why I did not come out of the game the other night in Dallas overly concerned. Like, I get that the Warriors came out a little flat, and sure, they missed layups. There's a bunch of things you can point to and say, do that better, and they know that. But I don't look at it as some, like, oh, ridiculous fumble, because one of the top one-on-one players in the world was on his game. And there's really not a whole lot you can do when that happens. You just try. Like, I don't dig it when that's going on and we start spotlighting individuals and go, oh, Kyrie cooked you. Yes. Yes. Like, Rucker Park, dude. Kyrie will cook anyone in this planet. And then the shot will or won't fall. There's nobody in the world that can prevent Kyrie Irving from getting a shot off. No one. That doesn't exist. That's why he's Kyrie Irving.
Oh, you could double him.
Well, sure. He can get the ball out of his hands if he's playing within the framework of team basketball, you know, like not at Rucker, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like he and his shot, he was on one. So, salute. That's all. Salute.
It, tip the cap. I mean, when you have a team that has only Clay and a bunch of no names, you could have done better, I thought, to double him and to try to make other people beat you. And, you know, you mostly tried to single him up. And I shared with all of you the text message of every basket that he made. And they tried every simple defender, and including your guy, Buddy Hield, who is now maybe getting shuttled further down the
depth
chart.
I'm glad Steve was listening to Willard and Dibbs live from Houston yesterday.
Yep, the Odyssey app.
Yeah, 14 minutes, 2 points. That felt better. Oh, looky, looky, the Warriors won.
Right.
Poof.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's going to be the way it goes. And when Kuminga comes back, it feels a little bit more likely that that's what you're going to do. But in a short sample yesterday, you came out and you won a game that you didn't have to win. But boy, you go into the break feeling a lot better with a positive record.
Totally, totally. The huge one last night. By the way, Pods into the starting lineup, and it does not sound like that's a short-term thing. Here's Steve Kerr on that last night.
We felt like it was the right time to do it. I think Brandon has played so well over the last couple weeks that I think he needs to be in that starting group now. He gives Steph another ball handler, decision maker. He makes a lot of plays out of nothing with his brain and his skill. It was good to get him out there. I imagine he's going to be out there now, you know, as a starter for a while. Obviously with Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, and I thought Moses complimented those guys really well. We'll see how it goes from here. We got JK coming back hopefully within a couple of weeks, so we always have options, but I think BP's got to be out there.
BP 39 minutes last night. Moses Moody 34 minutes last night. I half joked that the Warriors, if they're not feeling things right now, they should check in for a minute or two on Pat Spencer. 13 minutes last night.
Buddy Seven Hield. Shots.
Yeah. And Buddy Hield, 14 minutes.
Yeah.
That felt better.
Well, it felt better because they won.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, it felt like the right thing to do. Let's put it that way.
I guess. And, you know, it felt better because they won. And it felt better because, you know, Pods came out and played great. And he made his layups, which is nice because Pods has had a hard time at the rim, near the rim, finishing. And, you know, 2 of 7 from three. But for me, with Pods, it's more about him making the intermediate, the close shots, because he gets to the rim a lot. And if he's going to shoot 30% from three, I'll live with that because I don't really look at him as a three-point shooter. But Buddy Hield getting only 14 minutes and 0 for 4 from 3. It feels like, you know, they're realizing that if he's not hot, and he's not, then why play him?
No doubt. 888-957-9570. So what do you think as we take a break for the All-Star game and beyond? Warriors don't play for a full 7 days till they're in Sacramento next Friday night. What do you think their ceiling is now that you've seen their new look? Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call. Hey, you know how Jimmy Butler said that he is not in game shape yet? So I'm excited to see, you know, Jimmy Butler in game shape. I think that will happen. You know, him being suspended for a lot of times. It kind of helped him to be fresh heading into the final stretch in the playoffs. Hey, if health permitting, if they're healthy heading to the playoffs, and if Jonathan Kuminga comes back and picks up where he left off before the injury, and if they draw a matchup like a young OKC team or even the Rockets, even Memphis, a team like that, I see them in the Elite Eight and maybe the Final Four because, hey, all of a sudden with the arrival of Jimmy Butler, the Warriors are no longer one-dimensional.
Jonathan, thanks. I mean, he mentions the ultimate wild card. I can't wait to see this. I can't wait to see how Jonathan Kuminga gets fit into this whole puzzle.
Off the bench,
or not. I don't know. Probably. Well, I would think.
Right?
But I don't know what they're going to do. But I can't wait to see how that fits in. If it goes well, then now you might have something. Now you might be cooking. Like, it is important to bring up the fact that we're looking at this new look team and we still don't have a full look at it.
Yes, and I do think you look at what they've done with the starting unit and Moses Moody as the power forward, quote unquote, and if you feel comfortable playing him at the four, and he played 34 minutes last night, he had 10 points, he was a plus 10. I don't know why you would disrupt that. Maybe his minutes go down a little bit, and you know, the pod's minutes, he played 39, maybe those go down a little bit because you want Kuminga to play, you know, 25 or even a little bit more when he's healthy. So where do those minutes come from? They come from Guy. They come from maybe Pat. Does Buddy get shuttled even further down? I do think you bring Kuminga off the bench, and I like the starting lineup with Pods in there and also with Moody at the four.
I wonder if it'll still be Moody or if it'll be Kuminga or if they'll, you know, kind of they'll play with that like they have been. I think that I heard Tim Roy say last night that was their 33rd different starting lineup of the year.
Yep.
They have only played 55 games. They have 33 different starting lineups.
Yep.
Whoa.
When they're running out of starting lineups, they can, unless, you know, you want to throw in Jackson Rowe.
Jackson Rowe has not started yet.
No, and no. I don't know if, well, Quentin has, and Buddy has, and Kevon has. Has Pat Spencer
I don't think
started
so.
The game?
I don't think so.
You got a couple more GP2, that you can, yep.
GP2, who was a late scratch from the game last night, he has started games.
Right,
And so
TJD still, has, for sure.
For sure.
But
although it feels like right now, I'm never going to see him again. My God, he got buried.
Yep.
He got buried. I'm glad he's participating this weekend so he can finally run.
Pat Spencer has not started a game.
Okay, there you go. All right, let's...
TJD is participating in...
Rising Stars.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, he's one of... Although he doesn't feel like he's rising right now, but that's just, you know, in the moment.
Yeah. And I did a whole thing on Pat Spencer yesterday. I'm going to leave that there.
Isn't it perfect that after you say that, we go to Pat in Foster City? Hi, Pat. What's your last name, if you don't mind?
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, do you want to give us your last name, and is it Spencer?
No, my last name is Merrill, like Merrill Lynch, but unfortunately no relation. I wish there was a relation.
Oh,
but,
too bad.
No.
Yeah, you'd be rich.
But anyway, yeah, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of upside, realistically with the Warriors, I mean, I have hopes that are much higher than this, but if I had to put money down on it, I would say that the upside for the Warriors is to finish maybe in the seventh seed, and losing the first round by maybe winning two games and losing that first series 4-2, that to me feels about where that's kind of what I kind of think that is maybe the upside for the team this year. And the reason I say that is only a couple fold, but one, I think they don't have really, the Warriors don't have the luxury of kind of coasting into the playoffs. They got to fight the rest of the way. And with an older team and looking at minutes and stuff with these older guys, you know, you're not going to be able to play Steph for 22 minutes and Draymond for 24 minutes and, you know, these guys for, you know, managed minutes. They're going to have to be kind of flat out all the way into the playoffs pretty much, depending on what Kuminga does. Now, he can get out and play 32 minutes and relieve some of that pressure maybe from some of the older guys. But nevertheless, I think they're going to be pretty well spent by the time the playoffs come if they get, you know, into the playoffs, into the seventh seed or whatever. But I think a big part of it is Kuminga. And I think if he can come back and really contribute and play well, it'd be fantastic. But if he doesn't get much opportunity or doesn't play well, you know, or Moody's playing ahead of him, I think they're going to have a big problem in the locker room because, you know, this is Kuminga's contract year, right? And if he feels like he's not getting opportunity and he and Kerr not been the best best roommates, if you will, for the last few years anyway. They have to, I think, give Kuminga a chance to do his thing. But if he succeeds, I think it's great. But if he doesn't, then I think there's going to be maybe it's a little bit of turmoil there, I think.
Well, so I wonder.
I think a lot of it has to do with Kuminga.
Yeah, Pat, thanks. I think that's all pretty level-headed. I don't know that I would predict much of a chance of a locker room problem based on Jonathan Kuminga. I think it's important to point this out. Jonathan has been frustrated, reportedly, off and on for a long time now with regard to whether it's starting, whether it's minutes, what have you, and he has handled that really well, really well. Like, one thing you always look for, because I bet anybody can relate to this. You got anything in your life that's frustrating you right now?
Yeah, maybe a couple. Yeah.
Anything.
Sure.
It can be, yes, it could be your boss. It could be your spouse. Huh? It could be your kids. Mm-hmm. It could be your car. It could be the government. Whatever. How do you handle that? What do you do with that? You know, do you pout? Do you lose it? Do you not do your job anymore? Do you not do what's expected of you anymore? Or do you channel that and try to turn that into something like when you get the opportunity, bang, off you go? And Jonathan, I think, has done that really well. I want to give him credit for that. You know what I mean? This take 30 seconds. Quick story. My daughter, Ella, so she's on a JV soccer team at Tam High. And first handful of games of the year, never got off the bench. Like, coach did not put her in. She'd go to practice every day. She's at every game. There. She was not getting in. And she would be frustrated after games. And she would talk to me about that. And I would say, hey,
go to Twitter.
Exactly. Come to work with me and scream about it on the air. No, I was like, keep doing what you're doing. Your time is coming. Your turn is coming. Just trust that your turn is coming. She had no idea. At the team banquet the other night, she got the award for most improved player.
Oh, wow.
And I so proud of her, because she never broke stride. Just keep doing what you're doing. Jonathan Kuminga has done a good job of that this year, I think.
I mean, last year he had the one report where, you know, through his agent, he was unhappy about his role and this and that. But this year, yeah, your head is down, and it's a little bit colored by the fact that he's missed now 7 weeks and he's going to miss a couple of more. So it's hard to really chirp when you're not available to even play.
No doubt. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We're sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. More of your phone calls next. Plus, look, the All-Star game is here, and I have no choice but to keep it real. There's something about this weekend that I find really surprising and somewhat disappointing. We'll get to it coming up next. It's Willard and Dibs.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.